StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. If you're watching this as a video, you may be able to see that I'm working in a totally different setup. This is because I had to travel to take care of a family member. If you're hearing some background noise, take it as the cozy background sound appropriate for the season, because that is a real fireplace you're listening to in the background. And of course, I do have my always trusted Chris here with me. How you doing in New York?
I'm doing great. People are getting ready for Thanksgiving. Weather is great. Cases are rising. Not great, but apart from that, I'm ready. Getting ready to end the year and let 2021 be more fun.
Yeah, I know. I know that feeling. Just getting it over with. We are bringing you this month in German Startups, November 2020. Welcome to this month in German Startups by StartupRate.io in a transatlantic news recording. Today we are wrapping up the November 2020 news for the German-speaking startup scene with an update on the German startups working on Corona vaccines, Flixbus, FinLeap, Rocket Internet's ongoing delisting, and a potential digital euro. Briefly about our enabler, this recording was made possible by Hessen Trade and Invest. Learn more about our enabler here, www.invest-in-hessen.com. Housekeeping, time to brag. We have only one thing to say. Stay safe at home, everybody. Be grateful for what you have. Chris, we have some top news for our listeners and viewers, right?
Yes. I mean, probably the biggest startup story in the world the last month was BioNTech, a German startup that is working on the Corona vaccine. They have concluded tests and submitted their vaccine now for emergency approval. They work together with Pfizer and reported an efficacy rate of 95%. They signed contracts to supply the vaccine in the European Union. Also, the US has their hands on it. And the development left traces in the balance sheet of BioNTech as well. The Rhein-Main, it's based in Rhein-Main, so your region actually. The Rhein-Main-based biotech company generated €220 million loss in Q3 in 2020, but now things look very different. And what has been covered a lot in German media about them was that they are a company that is being run by second generation immigrants. And I think the overall trend we saw with the vaccine so far is really interesting, in terms of so many people thought that COVID would lead to a more regional economy everywhere, and that like the days of big companies might be over because people might look for more for small and medium sized enterprises. But now what we see is a worldwide global corporation of two companies. It's a startup and a giant pharmaceutical company. And it's totally going against this idea of, oh, there is the new regionalization and there is a new new way of thinking about startups and economy as this more like local, regional kind of sourced companies. And then we also have CureVac, a company that has a vaccine that is still published only a positive phase one data, but still they released, they signed a contract with the European Commission to supply the vaccine as well. So what we see now in Germany, but also everywhere in the world, is that there are a couple of hopeful vaccines popping up, and governments getting ready to supply the vaccines, to come up with this very delicate ethical question of who gets the vaccine when. But so far, so good. And a lot of the news, I think, are very encouraging. Then we have some news about Get Your Guide. It's a Berlin-based travel tech unicorn. They had to let go 1/6 of their employees because travel obviously is a industry very heavily affected by COVID. But they now raised 114 million euros via a convertible led by the New York-based Searchlight Capital Partners. And that seems to us as if it buys them enough mileage to get past Corona. And congratulations on finding that new setup. And we have Flixbus, which is probably also kind of a curious case that needs to be explained to international listeners, because in Germany, the governmental rules and regulations for the German Amtrak are so heavy, and the German Amtrak Deutsche Bahn has so much power that it was really hard for other companies to establish themselves as long-range public transportation. So what we saw with Flixbus is it's a company that really tries to connect different German cities, a kind of like Greyhound does in the US via bus. And so also Flixbus very heavily affected by COVID, because also right now Germany is in a partial shutdown, which might last until 2021. There's going to be some ease on the restrictions around Christmas and New Year, but overall cases are rising, people are discouraged to travel, etc. So Flixbus and Flixtrain, they stopped their service on November 3rd. The company wants to resume services before the holidays if the situation permits. So just to give you a little idea of what's going on related to COVID in German startup world.
Talking about Berlin-based FinLeap goes B2C. Berlin-based fintech incubator FinLeap is known for B2B startups like Solaris Bank, our frequently covered Penta, Crossland, Elinvar, and others. Now FinLeap shifts the strategy away from B2B to B2C fintechs. They've already started several startups, including Money Circus, Tenants, with a big set at the end, and Divorcee. But not all of their bets are paying off. Yonko was started by FinLeap as a challenger to incumbent Check24 as a comparison portal for finances, contracts, and subscription services. Now a follow-up financing fell through and the startup is shut down. Check24 sets up its bank. Check24 is Germany's largest portal to compare everything from mobile subscription to current accounts. That was, by the way, the main competitor of Yonko. Now other banking groups complain since the newly started bank within the C24 group offers current accounts. We'll see where this leads, but it's interesting that a former comparison portal and just website turns into a bank. And Rocket Internet's ongoing delisting. 6 years ago, Rocket Internet listed in Frankfurt for 42.50 per share in euros. They did not pay a dividend and now delist around 18.50 per share. German news media speculates generating 270 million windfall since the intrinsic value should be around 30. Also related news, Rocket Internet is already officially delisted from the stock exchange. Now small investors sue them. Some stocks are still traded on exchanges, currently around 20 euros per share. Digital euro. The ECB will decide about the introduction of the digital euro already in January 2021, claims a media report. And we do have a better battery life. German media reports a team of German and Dutch researchers has developed a new type of battery which should lead to a range for electric cars of up to 2,000 kilometers, which is 1,240 miles. Chris, you got some more top news for us here, right?
We have a female-led initiative about women who rock Berlin-based startup world. They there are a couple of companies and startups that deserve some attention in 2020, including names like Infarm, Circ, Shippo, Penta, and others. And we have a little write-up about that in our show notes. And then there's the huge topic of Wirecard still going on, probably the biggest startup scandal in Germany in the last couple of years. Just to give you a little reminder again, so what basically happened was that they had assets in their balance sheets which did not actually exist. And turns out that I think it was even up to 1.9 billion euros, which weren't there. And one of the co-founders is still missing. So that is number one in our update here. The former CTO, Jan Masalek in Munich, is still MIA, I was looking for, like missing in action. So the authorities are still searching for him. The Wirecard insolvency claims of asset manager DWS amount to 600 million euro too, so 710 million US dollars. So obviously it affects the whole ecosystem in Germany. Santander acquires the technology assets from Wirecard, accelerating their expansion of its merchant payment business. Getnet Financial Times reports a 100 million euro price tag for that. There is the highest court in Germany that ruled that former Wirecard CEO Markus Braun has to appear in person in front of the Wirecard investigative committee of the German parliament to testify. This happened already. The first of their get-togethers already happened, but Braun didn't necessarily say a lot of things, actually. I mean, I think basically he confirmed his name and he said, well, in my area, I could not see that the authorities or that the consultancies around us did anything wrong. And then he basically said, well, since it's an ongoing investigation, I rather work together with the prosecution than now give information here within the parliamentary committee.
What was so funny is that you said it was a get together, and we have an article later on that they wrote, basically he remained silent for 3 hours.
Yeah, I would like to have someone listening to me for 3 hours, though, and give him my stories. So, yeah, creditors want more than 12 billion euros from the insolvent payment provider. So far, the liquidator could only raise half a billion euros with the sale of assets. So it seems as if a lot of money will get lost there. And there's Apex Bank, whose employees traded Wirecard shares, even though this is forbidden by internal guidelines, since the Kreditanstalt für Wiederaufbau Group is engaged in Wirecard. Which brings us a bit more further, even deeper into the ecosystem. The German development bank KfW, Kreditanstalt für Wiederaufbau, just mentioned, administrates the German COVID relief program. There are currently 95,000 applications of companies, 650 of which are startups. They've gotten so far 1.4 billion euros in credit as of mid-November, so this number might have risen already. KfW also sees improvements in their venture capital business index for Germany, which is climbing out of its corona depths, but still in the red compared to former times. They see that the fundraising situation improves significantly and the willingness to invest also improves. So, like, cautious optimism there. And also about the German ecosystem in startup world, fintechs in Germany report fewer takeovers and insolvencies in the first 9 months of 2020, despite COVID, which was being revealed in a new study, which you can also find in our show notes.
We may add that KfW is not a normal bank, but it's actually totally government owned, and administrates only government money, especially money even going back to the Marshall Fund after the Second World War. And if you build, for example, here in Germany, a house, there is usually, if you do something where the political will is behind it, like very energy efficient, like solar cells on top or something, you can additionally apply for a very low interest rate KfW credit, as well as they fund students with those credits. And admittedly, I've also taken one of those credits. Taking us to the hubs section. As always, the order of news and cities is only due to the time when we discover the news rather than anything else. Frankfurt, strong growing platform, e-commerce platform, Schuhe24, as you can guess, Shoes24, buys bike platform Bikeangebot. Schuh24, you can learn more about them in our interview, which I did with the founder. Basically, it's a platform that enables small retail shoe shops to sell their products across multiple platforms, including but not limited to Amazon. Then we do have one of our guests, Philipp Sandner, professor at Frankfurt School. He wrote on Forbes, do crypto assets and tokenized real estate assets protect against inflation? And you can learn more about that on Forbes as well as in our interview. And Crowddesk is Frankfurt Forward Startup of the Month 2020. Congratulations. Of course, we did an interview with them and you find it in the links. Minden, it's one of the small cities we like to highlight here because there's not everything going on in Germany in terms of startups. In Berlin, when I talk to people, it's usually consensus that something between 25 and 33% of startup activity is bundled in the city of Berlin. But that means that somewhere around 70% to two-thirds are actually outside of Berlin. And we try to highlight the very interesting places where you can find them. Klavant from Minden wins Pro Ruhrgebiet. Ruhrgebiet is an area here in Germany. Pro Ruhrgebiet's medtech competition. Klavant developed a new quality assurance system for heart surgeries for the aortic valve, lowering the mortality of patients by 13%. Munich-based listed vacation booking platform Holiday Check suffers from much lower revenue and lets go of 20% of its workforce, pretty similar to Get Your Guide we just talked about. Munich-based Fidor Bank, which was something like a community or challenger bank before this was a thing, was sold in August to Ripplewood Advisors. We talked about that in our news. Now the bank is split up and its IT subsidiary is about to be sold. Hamburg, US-based investor Marlin Equity Partners is filing paperwork to buy Hamburg-based startup Koyo, which offers social intranet software. Another very small town, Lippstadt, Troy, a collection fintech startup from Lippstadt, Germany, raises yet another seven-digit sum venture capital from German insurer HDI. Amongst its investors is in earlier rounds are, for example, the founders of Raisin. HDI, by the way, is an insurer, and actually it was built for insurance in industry. The real name is Haftungsdach Deutsche Industrie. Very technical term, so just stick with HDI. We are looking a little bit in Austria, to Austria. Coca-Cola Austria invests in Austria-based startup Gatsby. The company allows ordering takeouts directly from restaurants, and Austria-based job platform for people with disabilities, MyAbility, takes over German competitor CapJob. We are going to Switzerland. UBS to invest $200 million in startup companies. Part of the money is already allocated to Artemis VC fund. The article states UBS is to invest $200 million in fintech startups through a new venture fund that will underpin internal modernization efforts and strengthen strategic partnerships. Let's see how this goes. Chris, you surely got some company news for us, right?
Yes, and at first, it is actually some company celebrity news because It's about one of the most famous German soccer players of the World Championship team of 2014, Mesut Özil. He joins the US venture capital firm Class 5 Global as a strategic advisor. So we will see if this is probably a career after his football days, and see what he does there. In fintech news, we see that Finyata, a German factoring startup, still only doing business in Poland, gets a last chance funding round, 3.5 million euros from private investors, 3.5 million euros from the governmental Corona aid package, and is thinking about re-entering the German market. Related to that, founder Sebastian Diemer, who was formerly the co-founder of Germany's once most valuable fintech, which also had to file for insolvency, is now gone from the share owner list of Finyata, which he co-founded. The Berlin-based Solaris Bank deepens its cooperation with the crypto startup Bitwala. You can learn more about Bitwala in an additional link we have, our interview, yes. And we already talked about then Raisin, the fintech, which had to, a fintech had to publish 2017 numbers due to German regulations. So the numbers are old, but with 11.9 million euros revenue, have been better than N26 at the time with 11 million euros. And as a regular listener, you might remember how about N26. And it was the same kind of regulation that forced McMakler, a Berlin-based real estate platform, to publish its 2018 numbers. They showed that they had lost 19.5 million euros at a 14 million euros revenue in 18. In 19, they lost nearly the same amount of money, 19 million euros, but with more than double the revenue, 31.5 million. 2020 is forecast to be similar, they said, but they also were affected by COVID. They had, like many other larger startups, employees in German, Kurzarbeit, which is a system in which companies agree to not fire people and get governmental money for that makes up for their lost revenue. They secured, in addition to the Kurzarbeit money, a 10 million euro credit. We don't really know what happens to the Kurzarbeit money right now in the second wave, but in general, this is how things went in spring and summer for them. Last thing for me, food. And food boxes, one of my favorite topics. So what we see also in Germany, but I also saw it here in the US, is that really a lot of those startups are really upscaling their efforts. So in case you are missing your favorite Michelin star cook, it's not a problem anymore because there is now Star Chef Box, which allows you to order home meals from Michelin star chefs in Germany. And we have HelloFresh, which bought the Chicago-based Factor 75, also a meal delivery service there for $277 million, which shows you that HelloFresh has so much money.
I do believe the thing about this Factor 75 was that they actually prepare the food and then bring it to your home warm. I think that was the thing when I understood it right. Any other news? Meister wanted to produce substitutes for charcoal from the remains of mice fodder. Unfortunately, Corona pushed them into insolvency. Looking for money? Good thing Holzbrink Ventures, an investor in HelloFresh, Delivery Hero, or Flixbus, raised a new fund worth €535 million. Sorry. OEM Schaeffler sells BioHybrid, a producer of heavy-duty e-bikes, to company builder Meisterwerk. The transaction is rumored to be worth 8 digits. Amazon starts at Airport Leipzig Halle, first air cargo hub in Europe. Via our mailbox, we got to know that Tim Chamler, the former CEO of Jones Lang LaSalle Germany, joins PropTech One ventures as venture partner and investor, and the US German startup AI Augustus Intelligence became known to the German public in the Amthor affair, where Mr. Amthor, a member of the German parliament, Bundestag, lobbied for the company using actually the paper, the official paper of the parliament, which was of course not fine. Now the German media has learned that they had to cut headcount by 50%. Phew, there was no good news. But talk a little bit about good news and Thanksgiving. Chris, my friend, what are you actually grateful for?
Quite a change of pace, but okay. I mean, in general, I live in the city of my dreams. I can do the job of a journalist, which is the job of my dreams. I have good friends. I have parents who love me. And I never had to stay a single day in my life, a single night in my life in a hospital. So things are quite good, actually. That's me.
Great. Looks very good. I'm grateful that my family and friends are safe and healthy, that no one in my family has been struck so far with corona, even though a close family member just had to spend several weeks in hospital. But she's now doing good and everything's fine. I'm very happy and grateful for that, as well as a healthy and happy family, even though I do believe I have the same effect as everybody right now. Here in times of corona, that living only in the apartment after such a long time really starts to tickle the nerves of everybody. I do believe that's something almost everybody experiences, right?
Yeah, you got to get yourself out there, people. Check the outside world. That's my advice.
But stay safe. Keep minimum distance and wear a face mask. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays, and we will be back with one more news wrap-up this year. Keep in mind, on December 25th, there is the always legendary FinTech Review, and that will be the last publication for 2020 for StartupRate.io, December 25th, and then we will start again in the usual publication schedule. In January, we may have a few additional interviews bringing you on Tuesdays this year and starting the next, and we will see what exciting startups we get there for you. Chris, thank you very much for staying with me. Looking forward to do the Christmas edition with you as well.
Christmas edition. Get it? Okay. Bye bye. You're such a good one.
That's all, folks. Bye-bye. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.